Well, there have been some incidents recently on the UMD campus. There have been some robbery incidents, some sexual assaults, some attempted sexual and physical assaults on campus. Lieutenant Tim Lagarde joins us this morning to give us a little bit more insight and into the situation and let us know what the campus police are doing about these incidents. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Now, you hear every so often about these incidents happening on the Twin Cities campus, which, of course, is a huge, huge campus in a huge, huge town. When it happens here in our town, we're not really used to it. We've had a couple of incidents. It looks like two incidents that were possibly related on January 19th, where someone tried to assault a couple of different women. Can you kind of recap those situations for us?
Sure. That happened on Thursday night, January 19th. The first one actually happened at about 6:10 p.m. A female student was walking from campus toward her residence, and an unknown male suspect approached her from behind and forcibly fondled her before he ran off, and she was unable to identify him. We put out a crime alert for a second incident that happened about an hour later, and similar situation where a female student was attacked from behind and knocked to the ground and forcibly fondled as well. Neither of those victims were injured, at least physically. Emotionally, that's a whole other story. But we have not been able to identify this suspect or these suspects, if it is two people, but we are continuing to investigate both cases.
And then there was an incident toward the end of the month where somebody was robbed. And didn't we have somebody trying to get wallets from people or that took wallets or something from someone not that long ago also?
Well, we have a theft issue throughout the year. It's not a huge thing, but like any segment of society, we have our criminal issues too, and so theft is one of those things that we deal with on campus. The January 26th incident actually happened over in Bagley Outdoor area by the classroom, just before 9 o'clock, and in that situation, another female student was walking from campus to her off-campus home. She normally takes that route through Bagley, and she was never worried about it before, but this time around, a male suspect, who we have yet to identify, came up and grabbed her and pushed her to the ground and held her down forcibly while he took some of her personal items from her, and then he took off on foot. She didn't get a good look at him. It was dark out there, and he was disguised more or less, wearing a hood and dark clothing, and we have not been able to identify him yet either.
You know, it isn't until I've started to conduct some more interviews and talk a little bit about the issue of women and power and safety and these sorts of things that I realized that as a woman, you kind of do live with this sort of low-grade fear all the time that a situation that you're in could suddenly go horribly wrong. And if you've lived to be a certain age, you've had these situations go horribly wrong. I've seen some memes on Facebook and on social media that say the problem isn't for women to learn how to avoid being attacked, it's for men to stop attacking. But I gather it isn't quite that simple.
It's probably not, but that there is an aspect to that I think that is true. I think it's an educational aspect of it that needs to go both ways. We're always going to have crime. We can do what we can to prevent it and to deal with it. But I do agree that men and or perpetrators need to learn not to be perpetrators. But at the same time, the best we can do, or one of the best things we can do, is to prepare ourselves for that moment that we hope never comes, but to be prepared for it nonetheless.
Now, there is, night walk. There are a couple of different options for folks if they want to have somebody walk them to their car or walk them wherever. But sometimes you feel like, geez, I got to make a phone call and wait for somebody. And you feel like you're maybe making a big production out of nothing. I'm guessing that maybe the best idea is just to walk with somebody whenever you can.
I think that's the simplest and probably the easiest way to go about it is to travel with your friends, travel with a group of people whenever you go anywhere. You know, you're not always going to be able to do that, but in most cases, I think you can always find somebody who would be willing to walk with you or escort you over there. And if that's not the case, if you do have to travel alone and you're a little nervous about it, you're right. We do have the Safe Walk program on campus that's available for certain hours during the week, and you can certainly find that on the UMD website. And our officers can also do that. We're available 24 hours a day all through the year, and we can certainly provide that escort service as well. We're just a phone call away at 911, and we don't mind doing that as long as we're not tied up on a higher priority situation, of course. But we do not mind doing that, and it's something, one of the services that we provide, and we're glad to do it.
One of the things that I want to really emphasize to people, because this is something that I didn't realize either, I've had to call the campus cops a couple of times, usually when I lock myself out of the radio station. And you do call 911, even if you want a ride or you'd like an escort, even if it isn't an emergency. In addition, of course, to calling in the case of an emergency, if you need to reach the campus cops, you do call 911, even if it isn't an emergency.
That's correct. One of the 911 operators told me that this is not your father's or mother's 911 anymore, where it used to be just for emergencies. And I kind of chuckle at that. But they do take any kind of calls. It doesn't have to be an emergency, and it's the preferred method in St. Louis County to reach the police or public safety, you know, fire, ambulance, anything like that. But as far as police go, even if it's not an emergency, of course, 911, it gets to a trained call taker. They can take your information, and they can route it immediately to our police officers or the fire department or ambulance or whoever it is you need. But yes, definitely 911 is the best way to go to reach us for anything.
Even when even when we realize that our safety might be at stake, we're really worried about being polite and Minnesota nice. Yep. Are there any other tips, Tim, that you would recommend? Because the robbery instances have happened to women and men students, and it isn't just, none of these attacks are necessarily limited to just men or just women. Is there anything else that you're recommending that people do to just reduce somebody's opportunity to try to hurt them?
Sure. In addition to what we talked about traveling in groups, I recommend always keep a cell phone handy. Most people have them now. Keep them with you and be ready to call for 911 or whoever you might need for help at the time if something bad does happen. Also, tell your friends and your family where you're going and what route you're going to take and what time you expect to arrive at your location and what time you expect to arrive back home. That's a good way to have people watching out for you or keeping their ears out for you, so to speak, and knowing where you are. So if there's a problem and you don't show up when you're supposed to, at least they'll know to where they should start looking for you and send the help to find you.
Do you think that the college students of this day and age are more savvy about these kinds of things, that they do some of these things kind of more automatically? I know in my generation, we were really naive, and everybody was nice, and everybody was pleasant, and no one would ever do anything to hurt anybody.
Right, and I came from that sort of generation as well. I think that that's a good point. I think one of the societal aspects of it is that people are a little more cautious these days and a little more aware of their surroundings, and that's a good thing. But there are those who are still naive, I guess is the best word for it, who aren't prepared for it, and those are the ones that we mostly end up dealing with. But that's our job, and we don't mind doing that, and it's not a crime to be naive and to expect to be safe, and that's where we come in, where we want to be out there to make sure that you can stay safe.
Well, Tim, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it, and thanks to you and the other officers for all the good work you do.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me on.
Lieutenant Tim Lagarde of the UMD Campus Police joined us this morning as our guest right here on Northland Morning.